As a Disney cast member working in security, I've heard all sorts of scary stories about spooky old rides throughout the park. However, never in my 3 years of working there have I heard a story that creeped me out more than the legend of Bad Rabbit at Splash Mountain. Bad Rabbit is apparently a curse that was set upon the ride back in the early days of it opening, and it's so disturbing that even telling the story now is difficult for me. Anyways, here it goes. As most people are well aware of by now, Splash Mountain is based on a film called Song of the South, which is considered to be a very racist and controversial film. The year the ride was released, it was visited by a voodoo priestess who was apparently so offended by Song of the South's depiction of slaves in America's past that she placed a curse upon the ride. One meant to exact revenge upon anyone who enjoyed it at all. This curse is known as Bad Rabbit. Bad Rabbit is an entity that apparently looks just like the classic Briar Rabbit animatronic from the ride. Only instead of its face being scared like Briar Rabbit's, it has an expression of such sinister joy that even looking at him for a few moments can cause people to go completely insane. Cast members of the ride have been questioned about this animatronic many times, but consistently say that it doesn't exist. However, throughout the years, riders have claimed to have seen him standing in different sets, blending in with the scenes. It is said that if you do have the great misfortune of seeing him, you must beware. He has probably selected you as a victim, because he never makes himself known otherwise. If he has taken a liking to someone, he'll follow their ride vehicle throughout the attraction, only popping up here and there until the rest of the group is not paying attention to you. At that point, according to Lily Andrews, a little girl who survived a direct encounter with him back in 1996, he steps up behind the vehicle and locks eyes with you. Once you meet his gaze, you'll try to look away, but you can't. Somehow his disturbing grin causes you to enter a trance where the music in the ride stops and the other people in your vehicle just seem to disappear. Bad Rabbit then steps into the water and tries to convince you to get off with him. Luckily, Lily's parents were able to awake her from her trance before she did this, and she got off the ride seeming relatively okay. However, Bad Rabbit was not done with her yet. Lily claimed that he followed her to her family's home that night, and she started seeing him throughout the neighborhood. She was even sent to a psychologist to try to manage her issues, but never seemed to really get over them. Then one day, about a month later, she just vanished without a trace. The only clue police found to go on was a mysterious rhyme she wrote in her diary the day before she went missing. Bad Rabbit is here, Bad Rabbit is back. It's time to leave. I don't have to pack. The place we go is just fun and games. The place we go, we have no names. My parents will cry, and I'm sad for them. But soon we'll all be rabbits, just like him. Authorities are still searching for her to this day. They have also refused to acknowledge the potential connection between this legend and her disappearance. There are a few other stories of individuals who claim to have witnessed him in the ride as well. One middle-aged man, Thomas Blevins from Delaware, was trespassed from the park after leaving his family and getting off the ride vehicle inside Splash Mountain. He then stood in one of the scenes posing like a wild animal until security came in to remove him. All along he was screaming for Bad Rabbit. According to his family, he was never the same again after that, and consistently tried to go back into the park, even after being trespassed. After being arrested for that, his life began to fall apart around him. He ended up in a mental institution, and eventually killed himself with a pair of gardening shears that he stole while doing an outdoor activity. When authorities arrived at the scene, they discovered he had written Bad Rabbit in his blood all across the sidewalk of the institution. Then lastly, there's the story of Katie Grimes, a girl from the Disney College program, who claimed to have witnessed Bad Rabbit directly as well. The encounter occurred when she went on Splash Mountain with some of her coworkers and caught a glimpse of him in the scene with Briar Rabbit, where he's trapped in the beehive. Bad Rabbit was just standing there, apparently staring at the animatronic, rubbing his hands together pleased, looking like he greatly enjoyed the fear in Briar Rabbit's face. He then slowly turned, catching a glimpse of Katie looking at him. She immediately started to freak out, because she was very well versed with the legend, and knew that if she was able to see him, he was most likely pursuing her. She tried to cover her eyes, but once you view his face, there's no way to do that. He will just stay in your mind's eye, and you won't be able to escape his gaze. Finally, her friends noticed her in a trance, and woke her up. But sadly, it didn't help all that much. She continued to see Bad Rabbit for several weeks after that, until she began acting very strangely like the others. Eventually, she was also admitted to an insane asylum, after murdering her 3 roommates with an axe, and then attempting suicide. After recently checking with the institution, I found that they no longer have a record of her. It has been said that the ride's going to be rethemed as a new attraction soon, and people who are aware of the curse are hopeful that it'll end after so many years. However, after all the information I've gathered, I believe that changing the ride will just force the curse to continue in a different form. Perhaps Bad Rabbit will not appear as a rabbit anymore, but as a frog or a voodoo priest. I believe as long as there's fear in the world for him to feed on, Bad Rabbit will always be there, hiding just beneath the surface.